Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. The thing is that your prospective customers are human, and they have that part in their brain that they are constantly afraid. They are afraid of change. They're afraid of change for their own well-being. They're afraid of making a mistake that could then get them kicked out of the tribe of humans, and they want to stick with what they know. Here's the main challenge, though, is if you're selling them something that they've never bought before, that they might not even be fully aware of how it works, that they couldn't just order online, then you are expecting them to change. And when you expect them to change, you might not realize it. You might not have called it that and put those words on it. When you're expecting them to change, you are fighting a force that is much, much greater and more experienced than you, right? And it is a tough one because it's not just you versus this consumer. It's not just you versus this potential buyer. You got to overcome their objections and come up with slick rebuttals and move the conversation forward and use the right transitions and, you know, have the right confidence and close in the right way. Like, that's important. That's all on the surface, but you're really up against something much deeper than that. And of course, there are customers who just sign up easy. Doesn't take a lot. They don't have many objections. You're not having to deal with that. That's not who I'm talking about. That's not who I'm trying to help you persuade. I want you to persuade the others that are more stuck, that are more afraid, that you know you can help, that are still craving and needing your assistance. Those are the ones that I want you to be effective with. That's the difference between you achieving your financial goals and your goals in life and what you want and going after what it is that you desire, what you have on that vision board. That's the difference between that and being an order taker and failing at sales or just meeting the minimums and being unhappy, being worried that you're constantly going to be fired or without a job or broke, whatever that is. That is the difference. The difference is you being able to understand this and help those people who are stuck because their brain is afraid of change, because that change equals death. And your job, once again, is to help people feel safe, successful at fear elimination. That is your one job. When you do that, conversations are easier, you understand them more, and you don't take things like objections and roadblocks as personal. Because it's not about you, unless you're a jerk, unless you're an ass, right? Which sometimes I see. And then those people get objections and it's because they're triggering it. Most people, though, they're nice and they care and they're trying to help someone from their sales role and they get objections. Don't take it personal. It's not you. It's eons and eons of subconscious programming and training that has kept us alive, that has made us successful, that has helped us thrive as a species and get to where we are right now. So remember, that's what you're up against. Make sure to remember that, to focus on that, to look at that. And then, because it's always fun, it's not just about your customers, it's about you. Where does that show up in your life? What can you do that is holding you back where you don't want to do something different? I talked about this a couple weeks ago when I was talking about strengths. Try Toastmasters if you want to get better at speaking and presenting. I will tell you, I did it for 2 years. It's scary. I, even to this day, when I'm about to get up on stage, I feel like I'm literally going to go to the bathroom and throw up all at the same time. And I just feel sick. And it's that primal part of my brain that's like worried I'm going to screw up and look bad and then get kicked out of the tribe. And I just do it anyway. So the more you can focus on yourself, what can you change? What can you do different? Where do you see that barrier to change and your comfort zone get in the way of what you want or things that you could do or new adventures or new relationships or new things in life? So I challenge you to also look at that. Now, if you want some help with this, email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I don't really have a lot of guides about this, but I do have some resources. I have some other videos that go into this a lot more detail. So if you want to understand it and understand the psychology and the mind science and where we come from and how to overcome that, I've got some great resources. I'm happy to send that to you. Again, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. But that's it for session 6. Thanks for joining. If you're watching this live or while you're watching the replay, because I pre-recorded this, make sure to also check out the podcast, The Authentic Persuasion Show, where you can get these replays, subscribe to it. I do these on Fridays. And then my goal is to get those episodes out by Monday. So that's great. Otherwise, make sure to follow me. If you're curious about anything that I have, that I do, any of the projects, the training, the consulting, the advising, the speaking that I'm doing, go to jasoncutter.com, which is my hub for everything. And if you want a copy of Selling with Authentic Persuasion, Transform from Order Taker to Quota Breaker, if you'd like that free, just cover the shipping and I will send you a signed copy of that. Make it easy. Just go to Jason, or just email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I'll send you the link. You get that set up, put in your information. I'll get a copy out to you right away. But that's it. Hope you have a great day. Have a great weekend. And I will see you next.